Well, good evening, everybody. This is my second boo of the day. Hold on a second. We got Danielle and Jason and Angelique here. So, yeah. Anyway. The reason I'm doing this time, there is actually a purpose, is I'm going to take you back to the year 1987, on this date back in 1987. Well, I had come home for the week, maybe, or weekend, I can't remember exactly which. And hold on, I'll put this down. And then I started hearing on the radio that there was a tornado warning, and that is the first time I had ever heard of tornadoes in our neck of the woods. And then apparently, you know, not too long after, like, I don't know, sometime later, you know, I was listening to the radio, we thought that we were going to be under this tornado thingy too. And so, it turns out that the tornado hit a trailer park. It was called Evergreen Trailer Park. It's on the north east side of Edmonton, I think. It's funny, I never thought I'd actually... Well, I'm jumping ahead of myself, so I'll just continue. So the tornado hit the trailer park. Did quite a bit of damage. And I just, you know, we were all pretty scared. My mom, me, I don't know who else. I can't remember who else may have heard about it from here. Nothing happened to us, thank God. But as far as I can remember, the trailer park was hit. And it's funny. Well, not funny. Hold on, I got a visitor. Hold on a second. It's one of the little ones. What? What? Hello, I'm talking to you. Hold on. What, Mom?
Your mom said come chop on Mom. Your mommy.
My chap on mommy? You're so cute. My chap on mommy, okay. Okay. Well, hold on, I'm gonna pause this for a second. Okay, sorry about that. So I remember thinking that night I forgot to say this before I was gonna move ahead. That I would probably never live in a trailer park. I remember thinking that. And I knew somebody. It was somebody I saw that I knew. It was one of my aides in school. And if she's listening to me on Facebook, she'll probably remember telling me. She said that her trailer was hit. I don't know how badly hit it was, but I remember she had to find alternate accommodations, or however you say it. I'm trying to think. She had to find other living arrangements anyway. And hold on.
Cupcake.
Cupcake?
Yeah, that's for you.
Thank you. Okay, see you.
See you.
Okay. So, yeah, I remember thinking I would never want to live in a trailer park. Well, funny thing is, let's see. Maybe 3.5 years later, I lived at Evergreen Trailer Park for, well, not that long, only about maybe six months, I don't know. And at that point, well, you probably couldn't really tell. Like, I couldn't tell because, of course, I can't see, but I couldn't tell where the tornado had hit. So, it was, it was kind of weird. But yeah, 1987's tornado was the first one I had heard of, and I think, don't quote me, but I think it was our first in our history. And that was actually a Friday, so now, July 31st is known as Black Friday here in Alberta. Well, here in the Edmonton area. So, anyway, I think I'm going to head off, eat this cupcake. Let's see, it smells like chocolate. And my mom also brought me a Tim's coffee. This is, of course, after I fill my coffee mug with coffee, so, yeah. Anyway, you all take care. And I'll do another one of these soon. Bye-bye.